Good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we were in John chapter 17 at the Delaware campus, and we were going through what's often called the high priestly prayer, where Jesus prays not only for himself, but for his disciples, and then he prays for future disciples. There's kind of three parts to the prayer. In the first few verses, he's praying to the Father kind of on his own behalf, and then he moves into praying for his immediate disciples, the apostles, and those who have followed him throughout his ministry. And then he moves into, in verses 20 through 26, praying not only for current disciples, but he says, for all who will believe. And I was just struck by that, this idea, number one, that Jesus is praying for you and for me, which I think is just awesome. I kind of told our folks that. I said, you know, when somebody says, hey, I'm praying for you, I think there's a comforting aspect that comes to that. When we picture that Jesus Christ, the King of the universe, is praying for us, that ought to be more than just comforting. That should give us, I think, confidence and really kind of leave us in awe of the fact that the God of the universe so loves us and cares about us that during his earthly ministry, right as he was about to be crucified, he took time to just specifically pray for you and for me. But we were looking at the content of that prayer, verses 20 through 26, and I had eight things that we actually pulled out of that passage, which might have been a little over ambitious, but one of the things that I wanted to just briefly mention this morning is this, the number six in my kind of outline. I said this, that we get to be where Jesus is and see him in all his glory. That's something that Jesus prays for us and that I believe is true for us, for those of us who have trusted Christ with our lives. This is where we're headed. Verse 24, Jesus says, Father, I desire that they also, that would be you and me if you've trusted Jesus Christ with your life, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. To see my glory that you have given me before, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. And so I was telling, again, it's true. We get to be where Jesus is and see him in all his glory one day. I think about what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, where he says, now we see dimly as if in a mirror. We see only a reflection as if in a mirror. But then, speaking of heaven, right, when we leave this life, when Jesus either comes back or calls us home, whichever comes first, when we die and we go be with him, or when Jesus comes back, we'll see him face to face. Paul goes on to say, now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And I told our folks, you know, you might be able to think about this like climbing a mountain. Personally, I like hiking. And so if you've been told, I remember I actually did this with my brother once. We were told, hey, there's this mountain that you need to kind of climb to the top of. And when you get to the top of it, you're going to have this spectacular view, like breathtaking, so worth the climb. But as we started to climb, what I noticed was the climb itself was fun. It was hard, but there was also a lot of beauty just going through this trail and this mountain trail. There was beauty in that. And I think about that in some ways like the Christian life. We're already on the mountain and we're climbing, and there's beauty mixed with hardship. Life is hard at times. Life is also beautiful. We get to experience, as Paul says, kind of partly right now, knowing we know Christ, and we get to experience in part that future life. But there's coming a day when we're going to summit the mountain and we're going to see clearly, we're going to get the full view, and we're going to see Christ for all of who he is and see God for all of who he is. And we'll get to see his glory that he's had before the foundation of the world, and we'll know him fully and be fully known. And that's just, when I think about that, I think that should bring, and that's meant to bring, great encouragement, great excitement as we think about, look, this life right now, I get to see in part, and I get to experience Christ, yes, but there's coming a day when I will see him for all of who he is, and I'll spend forever in his presence, in his beauty, and in his glory. And actually get to share, in some ways, is what Christ says in this prayer, that we get to share in that and in the inheritance. And so I want to leave that with you this morning as just hopefully an encouraging thought, that while we're here, there's beauty, we're climbing, it's mixed with hardship, we have a mission to go make disciples, But there is coming a day where we will rest from our labors, and we will spend forever with the King of the universe in all of his glory. So let's take some time just to reflect on that, to pray to the Lord. Maybe that's something that you've had a hard time keeping in mind, and sometimes you maybe despair of this life. Whatever it is, I want to give you just a moment right now to pray and to say, Lord, thank you that one day, we'll be with you fully and forever. Thanks so much for joining us this morning for the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.